Limitations apply.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up, Cole!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Texts from five or six friends that will say, more Earth, Wind, and Fire, man. I've asked you this before. You like Earth? You like Wind? You like Fire the best?
Partial to Earth, actually.
Yeah, me too. I got some good news for everybody else out there, some bad news for you.
What's that?
Chick-fil-A of Clemson tomorrow. You don't get to see my beautiful shining face, my Brad Pitt-like face.
I'm just trying to get you to bring me one biscuit one time.
I'm bringing you some biscuits
and
tomorrow.
It's just never happened.
I'm bringing you some biscuits tomorrow. Hey,
are
by the way.
Are they doing Tiger Ball biscuits tomorrow?
I'll bring you one. You got it. Chick-fil-A's introducing a new seasonal menu item.
Whoa.
Frosted Sunrise.
Whoa.
Available limited time only. Creamy tart treat combination of Chick-fil-A's signature vanilla ice cream and Simply Orange Juice. Can't wait for that. Also, Tiger Paw biscuits tomorrow. Also, chicken minis. Now they've got this thing, chicken minis, like all day. Can't beat that.
Get you some Tiger Paw biscuit chicken minis.
Though. Yeah, can't beat that. We're Chick-fil-A tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Our telephone number here is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We have one open hour of phone calls, texts, and tweets. Hey, tweet at us more. I got to tell you, on the Twitter, on the text line, Health Care text line, we like getting those. Tweet at us more because we know who you are, and we'll read every one of those. There's less competition for you there. Chad's been hanging on in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, Matt, Nick, first thing, Zach, your retweet yesterday of Miami football, cool video, guys. It was freaking hilarious.
I didn't see it.
Played
me, I didn't see it.
Miami like did the water video first. They're in the ocean because they're by the ocean.
Yeah.
And then South Carolina copied it with the lake stuff. So the official accounts tweeted back at each other. You know, cool vid, guys. it was fantastic.
Well, the other thing, Miami's uniforms are made from like recycled plastic from the ocean.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was just hilarious. But it was Nick. What players have we not talked about are you super excited to see? And so here's a couple that, for me, I'm really excited to see Logan Rudolph, okay? I'm really excited to see Isaiah Simmons. Really excited to see, you know, backup secondary guy, especially the new freshman. And the other one that we've kind of talked about, but I'm excited to see if Dexter Lawrence, you know, has that burst back, you know, with getting healed up. And then, because if he does, and the defense is just that much better. And then I guess the last one is Xavier Thomas. I mean, he can be good enough to help off the edge, you know, legitimately help. Like, you know, maybe take Austin Bryant off the field on, you know, guaranteed passing downs. Or, you know, does he have a better burst off the edge than Cleveland Farrell? You know, would he be a kind of a pass rushing specialist? And so I want to get your thoughts on those. And then the last thing I want to get your thoughts on, Morel put out his kind of season prediction yesterday. And so he did, like, wins, swing games, and then probable losses. Mick, guess what? How many games he put in the probable losses category?
I saw the article, so I can't just guess.
All right, so I want you to weigh in on that, and then tell me who you're excited to see, and I'll hang up the list.
Appreciate Chad from Columbia. I would have for South Carolina this year
probable losses.
Yes, I say probable losses means that you're going to be a double-digit game. Probable wins means you're going to be a double-digit game.
So probable losses is probably it's Georgia and Clemson, right?
Right. He only had Clemson. Look, I don't blame him for saying that. The South Carolina Georgia game's in Columbia, and there is a history there that they like to talk about that. South Carolina has played Georgia well in Columbia. They really haven't. But they like to think that they have because they played them a little bit closer in Columbia than they do in over in Athens. Is that fair to say double-digit favorite double digit underdog. That's your probable wins, probable losses. Anything single digits, I think you can put. That's weird. If it's a touchdown game, that's just one play.
Sure.
So I put those all as toss up games.
I think it's two. Yeah.
From, all right, so how many double, I mean, for sure wins would you have? Double digit favorites. I think there'd be double digit favorite against Coastal, against Marshall.
Agreed.
Vandy?
They should be probably like 11 or 12.
At Vandy?
11 or 12.
At Kentucky?
I don't think they'd be double digit favorites,
so,
though.
So that's a toss up. Missouri at home?
No.
Toss up?
Mm-hmm.
A&M at home? That's a toss up.
Toss up.
Tennessee at home? A double digit.
They could be, yeah.
At Ole Miss?
Toss up.
At Florida?
Toss up.
Chattanooga?
Double digit. Could be triple.
So here's what you have. You have five for sure wins. You have two for sure losses in Georgia and Clemson. And you have five toss-ups. If you just go, in that case, I always say you go 3-2 or 2-3 in your toss-ups.
Mm-hmm.
That's 8-4 or 7-5. I picked 8-4.
And I picked 7-5. What was it, yesterday we did this?
Yes.
So.
The other thing is, at what point on the FPI do you have to look at and say is a for sure win or a for sure loss? Would you say, I would say 75% chance of winning, that's a win, right? Would you go with that?
Absolutely.
Would you say anything below 25% would be a for sure loss?
Absolutely.
So we're going to use that narrative. That in that case, the only games under 25%, Georgia on the FBI is 20.9%, and Clemson's 9.5%. So we're right about that. To see how FBI correlates with this, the one that we had, well, for sure wins, Coastal, Marshall, Vanderbilt 79%, so that's one in that category away from.
It's close, but it still works.
It still works. So they've got one different there to a for sure win. Kentucky 65%. Missouri 56, A&M 51, Tennessee 77. So we counted that as above. Ole Miss 47, Florida 34, Chattanooga at 98. So we're the only thing we're different on is the Kentucky game.
What are they at, Kentucky?
I'm sorry, the Vanderbilt game.
No, we had Vanderbilt.
You're right.
We got them all.
But they have 8-4 as well, losing to Georgia, Ole Miss, Florida, and Clemson. And beating A&M 51%, beating Missouri 56%.
Am I missing something with Ole Miss?
No. Ole Miss will be an absolute disaster season this year. Now,
they're
going to
beat South Carolina.
No, they won't. They've got as good a wide receiver as there is an American, A.J. Brown. But, and they have a lot of returning talent. And the senior quarterback that took Patterson's place, it's going to be a pretty good player for him. Greg Little's a really good tackle. But I don't believe in him. They did win three out of the last four last year, beating Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi State. I don't believe in Ole Miss. So I'm not buying that at all. Just for Clemson's schedule, can we go by the two narratives that we played out there? The two, not narratives. The
75 two, and 25, the two parameters you set?
Yeah, the two... the metrics that we use. Clemson's 75.7% chance against A&M, 84 to Boston College, 76.3% against Florida State. So there's none less than 75.
Okay.
So 12-0.
So 12-0.
But only according to ESPN's FPI, only a 20.8% chance of going 12-0.
Which is the highest in the country, though.
Yes, highest in the country, yes. So, as far as the second part of the question that Chad asked about players that you're really interested in, the ones that he's in,
that we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, Logan Rudolph is a motor. That's what he is.
A ball of knives. Butcher knives, what did Dabo call him?
Bowling ball of butcher knives.
There it is.
Bull in a china shop. I like that. I think Simmons is going to be a really fun player to watch. I'm wondering how much, where he lines up and how aggressive he is, how much he comes off the edge and where he's involved in the passing game. It's going to be interesting to see. He's a freak of nature, talent-wise. 6'4". So they list him as. Would you say 6'4"?
Sure.
And 225 maybe? Something like that.
I can see the official listing. Hold on. Nope, a little bit smaller. 6'2", 230.
He's taller than 6'2". Oh, he's a big, long, lengthy thing.
He's listed 6'2".
Dexter Lawrence, I'm really interested to see a healthy Dexter Lawrence. We hadn't seen that in a year. I agree with that. He made a great point about Xavier Thomas. That get-off speed, man, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Same thing with KJ Henry. And he mentioned that the second-team defensive backfield. Keep an eye on Kyler McMichael. That's one to watch. Other guys, again, to be honest with you, I'm kind of interested in seeing Chase Bryce. We talked a lot about Bryant Lawrence. I kind of want to see what Chase Bryce does when he gets in there. I want to see Lynn J. Dixon. I want to see Travis Etienne, what he's doing in year number two. But I'm probably just more excited to see Lynn J. Dixon. Obviously, Justin Ross. Is T. Higgins ready to take the next step? We talked about a lot of these guys before. I want to see Powell and his progression. Amari Rodgers taking over his spot. I want to see Kendrick.
You know what I want to see more than anything? Opening kickoff. I want to see it into the stands. I want to see it booted out of the back of the end zone.
BT Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Booming one. These young offensive linemen. I can't wait to watch a little Vincent, a little Bockhorst, a little Stewart, a little Cervinka, a little Jackson Carmen.
I'm so ready for this game. I'm up worrying about, is the punting game going to be better than it was last season, more consistent than last season?
I'm not convinced of that yet.
Neither am I.
I don't want to see a lot of punts, though.
However, I'm hopeful of it.
We don't talk enough about Justin Foster.
We don't. Would you like to talk about Justin Foster more?
Bright. He's really improved his body. He's grown in that defensive end position. And he's one of the smartest players on this team.
6'2", 260. He's going to be backing up Cleveland Farrell this year.
And really, really, really bright kid. Another one of those. If Justin Foster and Trey Lamar hosted this show, it'd sound a lot better. The vocabulary would be better. The intelligence would be a lot better.
The vernacular just off the charts.
Yeah, no doubt. So all those are interesting things to watch for on Saturday. Mike is in Anderson, Northland Communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey, Zach. Top of the morning to you. Had a couple of questions for you, if I may. It was a depth chart question and a Tiger football history question, if you can help me. On the depth chart, where is Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry? I missed that.
Thomas is an or situation with Chris Redshir as the third team defensive end behind Bryant and Rudolph. And Henry is alone as a third-team guy behind Farrell and Foster. So both of them are listed as third teams right now. And you know, obviously, Bryant and Farrell are going to be your starters, but obviously Foster and Rudolph have some experience on them. I think before the end of the year, I think you can see Xavier Thomas move into a second-team role. But right now, he's third-team and KJ Henry's third-team.
But it would be safe to assume that they're all going to get a lot of playing time this year, I would guess. Correct?
I think Thomas for sure. You know, there was some talk about KJ Henry maybe redshirting. I don't anticipate that. I think Henry plays. Now, maybe not a lot. I think Thomas plays more than Henry, if that makes sense.
Okay, second question on the, I guess it's depth chart related. Who's wearing number one this year, Mickey? Wide receiver core, I would assume. The reason I ask, I saw some film on Channel 4 of a practice, I think it was one day last week, and whoever number one is, that is a big, scary-looking dude.
Yeah, that's Travion Thompson in his senior year, comes back at number one. I hear great things about him. Probably going up against Travion Mullen, maybe number one on defense. You could have a couple of number ones out there going against each other. But, yeah, Travion Thompson comes back for his senior season this year.
So do you expect him, based on what you've heard, what you know, is he going to maybe not have a breakout season, but maybe do more than he has his first four seasons?
Yeah, I think he'll have his best season yet.
Three?
Yeah, I think he'll have his best season yet. The hard part for people like Travion Thompson and even Powell is that Higgins and Renfro and Rodgers and Ross and Kendrick and, you know, all these other guys, Overton and all these other guys, you know, just only one football. And last year they didn't throw it a whole lot. They're going to throw it more this year, and they're going to throw it downfield more this year. And Travion Thompson, who's had some big catches in his career, I think has his best year this year.
Okay, good deal. Final question. I'll hang up and listen. Dang, I forgot the final question, Mickey. I guess I'll save it for tomorrow.
Hey, I'm gonna give you some.
I forgot it, man.
All right, I'm gonna give you this Jim Phillips though. Zach, can you get Mike?
Okay.
Mike's a big.
Oh, that. Yeah. Mickey, yes. that refreshed my memory, the Jim Phillips. Will Vanderfort, who does a really good job, I think, was on Quack and Kelly's show yesterday, and they were talking about the running back situation, and he brought up Terrence Flagler, the breakout year he had, and I think it was Stacy Driver. Jim Phillips used to call him Ricochet Rabbit.
Yep.
What years were those? Were those like a couple of years after the national championship? And give me a history lesson, some Jim Phillips, and I'll hang up and listen. I love the show, man. Thank you,
Mike. I appreciate the phone call. Can you get me a little Jim Phillips up there for Mike?
Which one do you want?
Give me
the James Trapp interception, Nelson Welch fake field goal.
Nope.
We've done the kick versus UGA. Moncrief to Smith or Jordan to Tuttle?
Give me Jordan to Tuttle.
Out they come. Tuttle wide to the right side. Kendall Alley will be a slot to the right side. Kevin Mack is the fullback. Chuck McSwain the tailback. Jordan takes out. Rolling right. Homer firing. It is touchdown, Terry Tuttle went 2 yards into the end zone, cut to the sidelines. The ball was thrown out in front of him. He dove. He caught. It's touchdown. Tigers on top, 6-0.
That's against Georgia in 1981.
Tigers on top, 6.
Beat the defending national champions. Georgia turned over 9 times.
9 turnovers?
9 turnovers.
Goodness gracious.
That was a turnover field goal game. No, that was a great, great win there. Stacy Driver, the Ricochet Rabbit, was about 5'7" and had the thickest, he had those Robert Newhouse thighs. Stacy Driver was at Clemson. Great balance, by the way. One of the all-time greats when it comes to just balance and bouncing off people. We call him the Ricochet Rabbit. That's exactly right. Driver was at Clemson. Make sure I'm right by saying this. 82, 83, 84, 85. War number 21 was just a great player. Flagler redshirted one of those years. And Terrence Flagler had his big season when Kenny Flowers got hurt in 1986. So Terrence Flagler... His big, he redshirted in 83, and he led in 84, 85, and 86, and had just big, huge years there. Those were two just great running backs. So, guys, let me make sure I'm right with saying this. As far as career rushing goes, Stacy Driver had 2,293 yards, and all these guys shared the backfield. He had over 2,200 yards in his career. And Flagler didn't have 2,000. Flagler had the 1,200 yard rushing year in his senior season. Went on to play with the 49ers and was a really, really great back. Zach, can I mention one quick thing before we take our next break?
Of course.
I don't like double numbers.
Like double zeros?
No.
What are you talking about?
Like Mullen and Thompson are one. Kelly Bryant and Mark Fields are two.
Well, how many players you got on the roster? 100 and something?
Yeah, but not all those guys dress out, man.
It is what it is, pal.
You got 2 ones, 2 twos, 2 threes, 2 fives, 2 sevens, 2 eights, 2 nines, 2 tens, 2 twelves, 2 thirteens, 2 fourteens, 2 fifteens, 2 seventeens, 2 twenty-ones. I don't like it.
You just won't do it, huh?
2 twenty-twos. No, I don't like it at all. I don't think you should have double numbers. Everybody gets a number. That's your number.
What was your number?
Football?
Yeah. It wasn't the same across other sports?
No. 34 in football. 20 in baseball. Everybody gets a number, man. You don't change numbers. Everybody gets a number. My friends at Prime Lending want to make sure that if you're looking at buying a home, they want to make sure you're all prepared going in. There's no sense if you can't afford a $500,000 home, you shouldn't be looking at $500,000 homes. If you need to be looking at homes at $400,000 or $300,000, you know, whatever your range, that's where you need to be. So, kind of have an idea of that, and one of the ways to find that idea is to go with our great friends at Prime Lending and kind of get. Talk to them about your situation and what you could be looking at. It is our great friends at Prime Lending. It's one of the top lenders in the country. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins is a great team here locally. We'll sit across the table from you. They're going to look you in the eye, and they're going to get a better deal and get you a better situation for you. To find out more, just start a conversation with them right now. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I still have the story of, or the idea of different kinds of fans. Also, I'll tell you about my fandom. What started this, my thought for me was, I'm not going to be a very good Cleveland Browns fan this year. We'll get to more, that and much more in your turn after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network. Let's go! The anticipation has been almost too much to handle, but the time has finally come for your 2018 Clemson Tigers to take the field. What could be a record-breaking season starts September 1 at Death Valley as the Tigers take on the Furman Paladins. Broadcast begins at 9 a.m. for this 12:20 kickoff on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action starting at 6 a.m. with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers. From exterior lights to a new coat of paint. From inspiration to installation. You can get everything you need to boost your curb appeal on a budget. Like select special order windows and doors. Now 15% off. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through September 12th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A little Springsteen start your day.
Yeah, man. It gets me in a good mood over there.
Just waiting on a sunny day, my man.
You waiting on a sunny day? Are you you familiar with that song?
Of course.
Really?
You don't know what it says on?
This is one of the best songs you ever sang. A tear from your eye. Man, that's really good. I didn't know you knew this. Waiting on a Sunday. Yeah, we call people up on stage. Little babies, little kids up on stage and sing it with them. It's a great deal, man. I didn't know you had that.
You got it.
Did you just put that in the arsenal?
We can if you'd like to.
No, I like that. Waiting on a sunny day, man. Roosters, MGC.com, Men's Grooming Center. Let them take care of you. The American Style Barbershop is back. It's a modern style that's back. You're going to love it. It's my friends at Roosters. They want to take care of you men out there. Take care of your sons out there as well. Bring the boys in. Let them get their hair cut. They have this full service deal, or they have an express deal. They know you're still busy. You know, guys, you can take some time out and enjoy it. Or you can come in and just get it done. Either way. RoostersMGC.com. My friends over off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. Our telephone number here. We'd love to hear from you here. We got 31 minutes of phone calls. Then we have two guests in our final hour. Phone line 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Healthcare text line 986-1566. And at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Got one of the best tweets we ever had. Did you see Chad's tweet he sent to us overnight last night about the Oreos?
I did not see that one.
It's got a picture, a cartoon picture of three Oreos in a little red wagon going down a hill. Speeding down a hill, and it says, "Can't fight this feeling," and it's Oreo Speedwagon. And he says at the bottom of it, it says, "If you're wondering where I got this Oreo Speedwagon joke, I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend." Touche, man. Very good, Chad. That made my day, buddy. That made my day. Joe writes in about Mr. Orr. Said, "Listen to Mr. Orr about the venison back straps and the tenderloins. Mm. It's the bee's knees."
Mm. I'm going this fall. When we get one, I'll cook some up for you.
Okay. Can't believe you shoot those innocent little deers. Ed writes in, have the chickens lost four in a row to UK? They have. And Zach's made them very aware that they lost four in a row to UK.
C-A-T-S, cats, cats, cats.
Big Sexy Tiger writes in, would you agree that the playoff format hurts Notre Dame more than any Power 5 conference? If they lose to Michigan, they have to run the table. They do not have a conference championship. When are they going to realize the importance of joining a conference? I've said this many times. Notre Dame's, for the most part, Notre Dame's first loss hurts them. They don't play in a championship weekend. They don't win a championship. Quite frankly, if Notre Dame, and I've got a Notre Dame buddy of mine I've had this argument for, if Notre Dame doesn't win the national championship, then Notre Dame wins no championships at all. They don't have a chance to win a division championship. They don't have a chance to win a conference championship. I guess you could say they could win a bowl championship like they did last year against LSU, or they won the Citrus Bowl. When you go 10-3 at Notre Dame and you win the Citrus Bowl, do you get Citrus Bowl rings for winning the Citrus Bowl championship?
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, Notre Dame is so behind in the times, and this is going to continue to be an issue for them. He's right. If they lose to Michigan, they won't be out of the national championship hunt. Their second loss usually means they're out of the championship hunt. But remember this. Auburn last year, had they just beaten Georgia in the SEC championship game, they would have had two losses on the year. They lost at Clemson, they lost at LSU. We can agree with this, Zach, or Mr. 24, that because of where they're ranked and had to beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, Auburn would have had two losses and would have been in the college football playoff.
I agree with that.
Notre Dame can't happen to them.
Notre Dame beat Michigan week one. Let's say that happens. Their schedule sets up favorably for the rest of the season until they get their only really true road test at USC.
Yeah, that's another thing that I just don't like about Notre Dame is,
I mean, they got five ranked teams in the schedule.
Yeah, but I can't stand this idea that they play all these neutral site games. I mean, this year they play Navy in San Diego.
And they play Syracuse in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
I get
Syracuse in Yankee Stadium. I get that. Because Syracuse is in New York, and then Syracuse wants to be New York's team, and then Yankee Stadium, I get it.
They have games at disgusting times. 2:30 games they're playing. They're playing 2:30 games.
NBC.
That's despicable.
What do you have against 2:30? What does it matter?
12. The occasional 12:20, only because I have to say that because we play at 12:20 this weekend. 3:30.
So you make an exception for 12:20, but not 2:30.
7 and 8.
What's the issue?
I don't like it.
2:30 is an issue for you?
It's a huge issue for me.
I don't like the fact that... Let me ask you something, Mr. Or 24.
Yep.
As my wife pointed out to us when we were in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, and Clemson's playing Alabama, she looked at me and said, what the heck are we doing out here? What the heck's two teams coming driving or flying 2,000 miles away to play a football game? What are we doing? I got a better question, Zach Orr, Mr. Or 24, Jack Letanto, Eskimo T-shirt brother. What the heck is Navy and Notre Dame boarding planes?
Or boats in Navy's case.
Flying or sailing out to San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
To play a football game. It's about recruiting. Notre Dame wants to recruit San Diego. San Diego has a huge naval base there. I get that part of it.
So it works.
No, it totally doesn't work.
Totally works.
No, it doesn't work. Notre Dame is one of the teams this year that is favored in FBI to win all their games.
That's exciting. Let's take a look at that.
I've got it right here.
I have it here as well. How about that?
Michigan 68%, Ball State 99%, Vanderbilt 97%, Wake Forest 82%, Stanford 76%, Virginia Tech 72%, Pittsburgh 93%, Navy 96%, Northwestern 77%, Florida State 80%. Syracuse 90% and Southern Cal 59.1%. I'm not buying that. I'll go ahead and tell you right now. Give me Notre Dame in a playoff matchup. Just sign me up for a little Notre Dame, please. Play Notre Dame all day long. Ricardo Wimbush named their starting quarterback, by the way.
We're on to Furman, not Notre Dame.
Texas wants to know, are they playing on an aircraft carrier?
Yes. God, that was a joke.
I think he could do it, couldn't you? Couldn't he do it on an aircraft carrier? That's more than 100 yards by 40 yards, isn't it? Or no?
No. You wouldn't have anybody to watch.
You need to drag your toes on the thing because you wouldn't want to fall over the edge, you know, on a little pass down the sideline, right?
That's correct. Texter says Notre Dame's an hour behind, so when it says 2:30, it's actually 3:30 here. That would be correct, but it says 2:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Right.
I can actually read, believe it or not.
Mm. When did you acquire that skill?
Clemson, actually. They taught me here at Clemson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, not that New Jersey.
No, yeah. not New Jersey in its top 10 public education system.
Yeah. Is Indiana an hour behind?
I don't even know if Indiana is it?
Look at my time zones for me. See, I love this kind of show. I love this where we can look up, see what the time zones are. Football field's 52 yards wide. That's right. See, I love our call, our listeners, man. They let us know all these things.
So this guy's wrong on both fronts, right? Indiana is in the Eastern time zone.
besides the fact that you got the time zones wrong, and besides the fact that it is Eastern time on both accounts, besides that, bud, you nailed it.
You're all over it, pal.
You nailed it, bro.
You're all over it.
You corrected us. You showed us. I wonder sometimes, man, like what kind of person decides to text somebody to tell them how wrong they are and then they're wrong.
That's just the worst. You hate to do that. You hate to see it.
No, crushed it, bro. You showed us. Because I know one thing, man. I know what time Notre Dame plays football on NBC on Saturdays, and it's 2:30.
It's at 2:30.
It always has been, always will be at 2:30. The guy crushed it. I love it. Good job, buddy.
Poor guy, just trying to get one up on me.
Good job, buddy. He showed you.
I'll just take the rest of the show off.
Texture one, Zach nothing. I love it.
Imagine getting it. You know how much confidence he probably had sending that in?
Ripping it off.
Oh, man. What an idiot on the air right now.
I'm going to show him.
Show him. Here you go, Ofer. You go Ofer in the message.
Oh, man. You know, Navy and Notre Dame play October 27th?
Yeah.
Will that be a hunt for Red October?
And they play in Pacific time zone out there, right?
I am a average intelligence person, I do know that San Diego is in the Pacific time zone.
I am aware of that fact as well. Yes. If I'm doing the math correctly, it's 3 hours behind.
Yes.
But that's just me.
You make anything of the Teddy Bridgewater trade?
Huge
to the Saints?
Win for the Jets.
You think?
A third round pick for a
backup quarterback
that was going to be gone for the season anyway. A guy that you're paying $1 million this year, which is a drop in the bucket for the Jets and all NFL franchises. It's a big win. It's curious.
He's gone for the year?
It's curious. What's that?
You say he's gone for the year?
Well, yeah, he's going to the Saints.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you said he was like out for the year.
No.
No, I was going to say. That was last year, 2 years
he's
ago.
He's gone 2 years ago. For forever after the season, right? His contract was up.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
And it's curious for the Saints because his contract is out after the season. Can they re-sign him to a reasonable deal? Or do they really believe Teddy is some kind of heir apparent to Drew Brees?
It's a lot to give up for a backup quarterback and a lot to give up for a guy that it's not like he's a rookie. He's been around long enough to know. Like, yeah, he's had some good preseason games, right? He's impressed a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He played well in Minnesota for a while there.
Yeah.
But people forget that until he hurt his leg.
I'm going to leave you with this in this segment, Mr. Or24. I have national championship betting odds. You ready for this?
Okay.
What people, these are the percentages in what people are betting right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. These are odds. These are how people are betting on this. There are six teams out there that more than 2% of the public is betting for the college football national championship.
Okay.
Wisconsin's getting 5% of the money right now. Michigan's getting 6% of the money. Ohio State and Georgia are both getting 9% of the money now. Clemson, 14% of the money. And Alabama, 19% of the money. There are two teams out there. Actually, I'm sorry. There are three teams out there that have the heaviest bets to win on their – to go over on their season this year. Kentucky over 5.5. We'll go over these in the next segment. UCLA over 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
And Michigan State over 9. There are three teams that are under the heaviest bet to go under right now. Vanderbilt at 4.5. LSU at 7.5. That's a great bet. And Ohio State at 10.5. I think Ohio State wins, I don't know, 11 or 10 games. Finally, as far as the percentage of money goes, and the Heisman odds right now, 6% of the money is on Jonathan Taylor, 7% on Trace McSorley and Will Greer, 8% on Tua, 10% on Bryce Love. So that's what the average betting degenerate gamblers are putting out there right now.
Will Greer.
Yep. Can't really see that. I have over-under for everybody else in pro football. Before our break, you want the New York Giants?
The over-unders for the Giants?
Yeah. Quickly.
I'm going to say it's 8.5.
No. The whole thing here, individuals. Eli Manning, over-under 3,800 yards passing.
Okay.
You going over under?
Over, of course.
Total interceptions over under 14.
Over.
Saquon Barkley over under rushing yards 1,100.
Under.
Rushing under 1,100 yards rushing.
I think it's 1,000, but I don't think it's over.
Oh, he goes over that. Total rushing and receiving touchdowns 9.5.
That would make me so happy. Both over.
OBJ total receptions 96.5.
Over.
1,250 yards receiving.
Over.
8.5 touchdowns.
Over.
Sterling Shepard, 750 receiving yards.
Under.
4.5 touchdowns.
Push.
Ingram, 800 yards.
Over.
6 touchdowns.
Over.
Vernon, 7.5 sacks.
Under.
Jenkins, 3 interceptions.
Push.
I'll do the Cleveland Browns later. No, I won't do the Cleveland Browns later.
The Cleveland Browns.
All right. If you want to text Zach and tell him how stupid he is, you can do that. 654.
Are you executing your out clause already with the Browns?
No. I'll tell you what kind of Browns fan I'm going to be after the short break. My friends at Trail want to help you out. TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. They want to build your next building for you. I want you to go to their website. I want you to look at what people are saying about them. You know, they say it's harder to keep a customer or to get a new customer, they keep a customer. That's why they keep 84, 85, 80%, 86% of their annual volume comes from repeat clients. I love that idea. Here's what they want to do. They Will Huss once told me this, and I love this idea, and I think this really speaks to who Trail is. How many times in life, Mr. Or 24, do you see people just like do the bare minimum? You know, we have interns in here. If you tell them to be here, they'll do the bare minimum. We have people we know, friends we know, family we know, they do the bare minimum. What Will Huss says is, at Trail, if we don't exceed your expectations, we have failed. Balancing the budget, the function size, the quality aesthetics, the optimum value solution, they get it all done with a better building process. And you're going to love not only what building you have, but the pre-construction services and their master planning and the schematic design and their scheduling and their vision with the construction services of how it's scheduled and how it's built with the post-construction services of turning this thing over and the warranty and the customer service. You're going to love Trail at every single turn. TREHEL.com 800-319-7006. A break. We'll come back. Final phone calls, text, and tweet segment right after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at stargraniteinteriors.com.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-22. 268-5507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well. So don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
you really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall next to Belk.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
You know, we need a new segment here, Zach. Tell me something good. Let me tell you about Harbin Lumber. You think of something good to tell me, all right? Harbin Lumber, remember the number? 353-5053, 353-5053. Let me talk to the ladies. Got to be at work at 8 o'clock. I don't want to get one thing straight with you today. You need new cabinets. Cabinets are awesome. We're thinking about putting some cabinets underneath our TV. They have, like, you know, stuff to hold stuff with, kind of home entertainment center kind of thing. So I'm going to call Wes, the Hokie Hokie High VPI, the big Virginia Tech fan. Wes is going to come over and, like, build these awesome cabinets for us. I love this idea. We've got cabinets that are hung in places. I didn't know you can hang cabinets, and they're all – I don't have any issues with them. They never fall. They never – like, there's no – they're never stuck. They never – they just look great. They fit great. I don't know how all this stuff just fit perfectly, like to the 100th of an inch or whatever centimeter. They just all fit great in our mud room, our laundry room, our kitchen, our bathrooms. Meredith has a big, huge walk-in closet. I got shut out of that thing. But – Wes just made these awesome closets for us. These awesome cabinets for us. These awesome storage spaces for us. So, ladies, when you're thinking about it, let this artiste come in and do it for you. It's Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. The song says, tell me something good. Tell me something good, Mr. Or24.
Something good. I typed in good things in the world. Since 1800, the world literacy rate has leaped from roughly 10% to 85% of the world is now literate and can read and write.
Really?
That's very exciting news.
That's great.
That's something good.
I didn't think you'd get that to me, but that's very good. I like it. Yesterday's show, I almost arbitrarily picked the Cleveland Browns as my favorite team in the NFL, at least for this year. I can't commit to them long term.
You didn't pick them just yesterday.
No, it's been
the moment
process.
You turned on Hard Knocks.
No,
you were in.
Not
you bought in to the leadership of Hugh Jackson. You bought in.
Nope,
to
I did not. I
the
did not
promise happen. Of Baker Mayfield.
A little bit.
The steady hand of his mentor and Tyrod Taylor.
I did buy into that.
You're all in.
Tyrod Taylor's not a great quarterback.
You're all in
he's
on
a great
Jarvis
leader.
Landry.
He's a great man. Jarvis Landry is one of his competitive alpha dog receivers.
You're all in on that whole receiving core as a whole, right? You know, with Callaway and Josh Gordon in there now.
Yeah. I like Hyde and Chubb. I like that combination. Mm-hmm, tailback.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line's not great.
No.
Myles Garrett, I heard someone say the other day, will be the defensive most valuable player in the league.
You're all in on this. You love the offensive line coach. He goes,
what?
Yeah. And his whole belly goes up.
Yeah. I told you yesterday he has 7 toes on his left foot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to say that on air for some reason, but here we are.
Wiley's his name. Is it Bob Wiley? Not Bob Wiley. His name's Wiley. He has 7 toes on his left foot.
Did you listen to him talk about stretching and like World War II and stuff?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was fantastic.
Yeah. He says the best blocking animal would be a gorilla because of the way they bend their knees. So... question. Oh, no. Let me put it like this. Here's the extent of my fandom for the Cleveland Browns. I will know who they're playing every week. I can promise you that. I might follow them on Twitter. I will watch the highlights of the game.
You're never going
to
watch it. I
can't commit to watching any games.
Come on, man.
Because most of them aren't going to be on here in this market. And I'm not going to any kind of establishment on Sunday. On Sunday, I like spending time with my wife. I like doing some exercise. We go to church. We exercise a little bit. We ride around. We enjoy each other's company. We might get a few golf balls in the afternoon, whatever. But I'm not going to sit around and watch the Cleveland Browns. I will hurt very slightly when they lose. I don't feel, when they win, I'm not going to feel all that great about it. I'm not going to buy a hat or a t-shirt. If someone wants to send one to them, I'll wear it. But I'm not going to live and die with the Cleveland Browns.
Okay,
that's the team that I picked. I will keep up with them. It's a lot like my Canadiens now.
You can watch one game this year. Give me one. There's going to be one on down here.
Either the Falcons or the Panthers.
You can watch both of those, or you could watch the Thursday game against the Jets at 8:20.
All right. Well, NFL Network. I'll have it on.
My man.
All right. My buddies are like my United fan. No. With United, I actually know the players now. I know the manager won't be around very much now. I actually watch United. Monday, I sat in agony and watched United lose 3-0 to Spurs.
Spursy. Tottenham.
I still hate it how they say Spurs are playing well today. Spurs are the better side today. What? Or like, no, Spurs would be like, Tottenham are playing well. Like, what?
They are playing well.
Tottenham is playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Clemson are playing well or Clemson is playing well?
Clemson is playing well.
But Tottenham are playing well.
That's England.
Right. That bothers me. It's anyway, no, I watch those games. I'm not going to watch the Browns games. I watch Manchester United games. Only in the Premiership and only in the Champions League, which we're back in this year. So I'm a bigger United fan than I am a Cleveland Browns fan. I'm a bigger Canadian fan because I do watch a few Montreal games, and I do keep up with the scores every single week. I mean, there's just more games, but to be honest with you, I looked at the roster the other day, and I don't know a whole lot of the guys.
They're going to be bad this year.
Yeah, we're not good.
No Shea Weber started the season. It's going to be rough.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. It's not good. Texture said, Spurs manager looks like Mickey Twin. You said that the other day.
Yeah, that is you.
I showed my wife. My wife said, he's better looking than you.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. That was a tough pill for me to swallow.
That's tough. All I'm saying is, has anyone ever seen that guy and you in the same room together?
No.
Okay.
Spurs. It was a bad loss the other day. Tonight, let me give you some lines just for tonight's games. Connecticut is a 23.5 to 24-point underdog at home against Central Florida.
The old civil conflict.
You know, this is an interesting game, Mr. Or 24, in that Central Florida, a new coach, a really good quarterback, by the way. Watch him. But a new coach, and we'll see. Tonight, Purdue is a 1 to 1.5 point favorite at home against Northwestern. Actually, I pick them to a 1.5 point favorite at home to Northwestern. Tonight, Minnesota is a 21.5 to 23-point favorite at home against New Mexico State, row the boat. And future Clemson opponent tonight, Wake Forest, is a 6 to 7-point favorite at Tulane.
Keep an eye on that game. A touchdown favorite at Tulane?
Yep. I don't know what they're doing going to Tulane.
Don't sleep on, what, are they still the Green Wave down there?
Yeah.
The Green Wave.
My buddy calls them Tulane Blacktop Road.
Oh.
A Tulane Highway. So, those are just the lines tonight. We're going to watch college football tonight. It's still not the opening of college football, though, yet. Right? It's just not the great game. I was so much more excited about Indiana and Ohio State last year.
I'm okay with Northwestern and Purdue tonight.
It's not bad. I wish Hunter Johnson was eligible.
Hunter Johnson is not playing for Northwestern. Yeah.
I wish he was eligible tonight. That'd make it a heck of a lot. See Zarek Cooper last weekend and Hunter Johnson this weekend. Then get to see Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence, Chase Bryce. Did I make a pretty good point a while ago when I said everybody's talking about two quarterbacks? I can't wait to see Chase Bryce as well.
You're
on Saturday.
Towing the company line with that.
No. I think Chase Bryce is going to be an awful lot of fun.
I am excited to see Chase Bryce, but I'm more excited to see the other two.
Yes, I would agree with that. Are you more excited to see Kelly Bryant? Are you more excited to see Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence.
Right, because you've seen Kelly Bryant.
Because we've seen Kelly Bryant.
Not because you like Trevor Lawrence more than Kelly Bryant.
No.
You like him the same. They're Clemson's quarterbacks.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Zero Res has a really cool deal going on right now in the month of August with Zero Res carpet cleaning and air duct cleaning. You get insanely clean carpets. Your house is going to be cleaner with powered water. It's no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. And so no soap lingering to attract dirt. So they stay fluffier longer. They dry faster. They're not crispy like you get some carpets. Zero Res has the highest approval rating from a independent lab. It's our great friends at Zero Res. Right now in August, three rooms, $129. Mention my name, you get a free hallway with it. What a great deal. 558-7300. 558-7300. Our great friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. In our next hour, our normal scheduled guest, Paul Strelow at 8:05, coming right back after a break. We're going to talk some Clemson recruiting. We've got a big recruiting news for Clemson on Saturday with an official visitor and maybe a commitment. And also, we moved Tony Morrell back. We're going to preview South Carolina and Coastal Carolina with Tony Morrell at 8:25. We'd love for it to come back in hour number three.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.